There is one multiple award-winning movie that is definitely not winning any Oscars tonight. The horror flick Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, has the dubious honor of cleaning up at this year's Golden Raspberry Awards, known as the Razzies for short. NPR's Chloe Veltman is here to talk about this much-reviled film, as well as the other booby prize winners at the annual celebration of the worst of Hollywood. Hey, Chloe.
Hey, Scott.
Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. I guess my question is just, why?
Great question. Well, Winnie the Pooh entered the public domain in January 2022, as it happens, which opened it up to really any and all sorts of interpretation. And for whatever reason, British filmmaker Rhys Frake Waterfield decided to reimagine both Pooh and his sidekick Piglet as serial killers, out to get their old friend Christopher Robin, his fiancé, and others. Here's a clip.
Christopher, we need to leave. Now.
I really need to find out what's
happening. If you can go infinite directions with this newly liberated property, why not go that direction?
Yeah, why not?
How many Razzies did this movie win?
It won five,
wow.
Scott. Worst picture, worst director, worst screenplay, also worst remake, ripoff or sequel, and Pooh and Piglet won the prestigious award for worst screen couple.
Can I assume, maybe with some hope, that after a showing like that, we won't see any more of these movies?
Oh, I'm so sorry to disappoint you, Scott. Actually, there's a sequel. Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey 2 is coming out at the end of the month. And in addition to the return of scary Pooh and Piglet, we can also expect to see an equally scary representation of Tigger and Owl.
You know, I want to know the answer to this next question, but it's also a topic change to get that image out of my mind. Remind us what the Razzies are all about.
So film publicist John Wilson created the Razzies in the 1980s, and his intention was to poke fun at the very sanctimonious Oscars. And that's why it always comes out on the day before the Academy Awards. It only took a few years and it started to draw national attention. And in years past, some stars even showed up to receive their award, a golden raspberry-shaped trophy, in person. There have been a few people who've won both Razzies and Oscars on the same weekend, notably Sandra Bullock for The Blind Side in 2010.
What an honor. So in addition to Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, I guess I have to say it one more time. what are some of the other winners or losers from this year?
Expendables 4 got the most nominations of any movie this year, actually, 7 in total, but it only won 2, both of them for acting. Sylvester Stallone beat Michael Douglas, Mel Gibson, Franco Nero and Bill Murray for Worst Supporting Actor.
I got this situation where I need your help.
This is Stallone's 38th Razzie nomination, if you can believe it, Scott, and 12th win.
I can.
And in a rare Razzie's feat, Megan Fox won Worst Supporting Actress for her role in this same action comedy, as well as Worst Actress for the trigger-happy heist movie Johnny and Clyde. Here she is.
So you're the only one who knows.
It's our little secret.
Great. Two can keep a secret if one of yours is dead.
Well, Fox was up against some heavyweight Academy Award winners and nominees for this honour, including Selma Hayek for Magic Mike's Last Dance and Dame Helen Mirren for Shazam, Fury of the Gods.
What about the Worst Actor Award?
Oh, that went to John Voight, who's actually won and been nominated for numerous Oscars over the years. He took home Worst Actor for his performance in the action movie Mercy.
Perhaps you can help me. I'm looking for my son, Ryan Quinn.
According to the Razzie's video announcement, it might have had something to do with his overwrought attempt at an Irish brogue.
Oh,
to say nothing of mine.
You know, not in competition with his. So you got that. The Razzies do have one positive award, though, right? Tell us about that.
Yes, I'm relieved to say that there is something called the Razzie Redeemer Award. And this year it went to Fran Drescher, actress and current SAG-AFTRA Actors Union President Scott. Fran Drescher was recognised for her bold leadership during the 2023 actors' strike. Of course, Drescher isn't a stranger to the Razzies. She earned a nomination in 1998, actually, for her performance in the comedy The Beautician and the Beast.
Oh, Mr. President, please don't judge me by this. It's just that it's so dark in this castle. Great for atmosphere, but it's hell for putting on liquid liner.
Make him quiet.
Hang on. Well, Drescher has obviously come a long way since then.
Haven't we all? That's NPR's Chloe Veltman. Thank you so much.
Real pleasure, Scott. Thanks.